This is News Talk.
Well, I'm sure, as you can imagine, the mother and baby home report dominates pretty much every front page of the newspaper this morning, and you don't need me to give, you know, analysis or opinion on it. I'm sure you all have your own views on the report and whether it's enough for survivors, and we've heard enough, you know, from survivors. There are mixed messages coming from different groups about how they feel about the report. So what I'll do is I'll just give you the front pages, and I'll begin with the Irish Examiner this morning, and it's the most incredible front page, and I know that some people who saw this front page last night were moved to tears by it. It'll certainly stop you in your tracks if you're in the shop this morning. And what the front of the Irish Examiner has done is they have printed, in memory of the children who died in Bessborough Mother and Baby Home, the names and ages of all those children. And there's no ads on the front page of the paper, there's no other stories, it's just the names and ages of all those children, and it simply says, may they rest in peace. And it really puts it into context when you think that this is just one home. This is just Bessborough and the amount of children who died there. The Irish Times, from the graves of innocence, Ireland has again been brought face to face with its cold and callous past, with the report of the Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes revealing stories of cruelty, emotional abuse and soaring infant death rates in a series of state and religious run institutions. And that paper says that there's been a mixed reaction from survivors. The Coalition of Mother and Baby Home Survivors said the truly shocking report vindicated campaigners. The organisation said it was wrong for families to send vulnerable, unmarried, pregnant girls to be incarcerated in the homes, yet it said this did not entitle those running the homes to deprive the young girls of their legal and constitutional rights and the right to be treated with dignity and respect. Another group, Irish First Mothers, described the report as a whitewash which had absolved the churches and the state of any systemic responsibility. The Irish Independent, a nation's shame. 9,000 children died in the institutions. Mistreatment in homes supported and condoned by the church and state. All Irish women were the victims of serious systematic discrimination. The Irish Daily Mail, our homes of shame. Mother and Baby Homes report exposes dark chapter in our history. 1 in 6 children died amid appalling infant mortality. Blame for church, state and society. Religious orders urged to compensate victims. The Irish Daily Star, Gates of Hell. Survivors of mother and baby homes will receive a full state apology from Taoiseach Micheál Martin today after a report exposed the shameful chapter. The long-awaited report found 9,000 children died in the institutions and women endured abuse and neglect in the homes run by religious orders. The Herald, pay for your sins. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has called on the religious orders associated with mother and baby homes to make a financial contribution to a redress scheme for survivors. And the Irish Daily Mirror, mother and baby hell homes. Taoiseach Micheál Martin will today apologise for the state's role in the horror mother and baby homes. The government's response was slammed last night as campaigner Catherine Corliss said, our Taoiseach has let down the survivors again. And Catherine Corliss will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning, as will Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman. So we'll have a lot of coverage on News Talk Breakfast, but those are the front pages. Doesn't make for easy reading, but certainly necessary that all the papers reflect this. Now we move on to the Irish Times, and the other big story yesterday, of course, was the shocking high death rate associated with COVID-19. The Irish Times, Ireland is going to experience high numbers of COVID-19 deaths for the next period of time. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Houlihan has warned. He was responding to news of 46 deaths of patients with the disease yesterday. That's the highest daily figure since, I think the date was April 20th. Last year we had 77 deaths in one day recorded. Attributing the rise in deaths to unsustainably high levels of infection, Tony Houlihan called on people to stay home out of respect for those who have lost their lives. I thought it was interesting, Dr. Ronan Glynn saying on the telly last night, you know, back in March, April, we clapped for our healthcare workers. They don't want to hear your claps anymore. They want you to stay home. And I thought that was a really important message. Minister Stephen Donnelly will be on the Pat Kenny show here on News Talk later, reacting to that and obviously giving us an update on where we are in terms of the vaccine rollout as well. Stephen Donnelly telling ministers yesterday that negotiations on a deal on GPs and pharmacists taking part of the rollout are expected to conclude soon. So that'll be very, very important, because they're qualified and able to distribute the vaccine to people. Also, staying with the vaccine, the Irish Independent has details of some private words which former Health Minister Simon Harris had about the communications around the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine plan. And he says that the public do not know enough about it. Simon Harris was among a number of Fine Gael TDs to raise criticism. And he said at a parliamentary party meeting on Tuesday that communications needed to be improved. I'd love to hear your views on this. Do you know enough about the vaccine plan? Do you know how many people have been vaccinated so far? Have you any idea when you will be getting the vaccine? You can text me here on Newstalk 53106. Sources at that private Fine Gael parliamentary party meeting said that there was widespread criticism of communications, and while Health Minister Stephen Donnelly was not named, the contributions of several members amounted to implied criticism of his handling of the matter. The Irish Independent also telling us that at that meeting yesterday, Fine Gael readmitted three senators who were stripped of the party whip over their attendance at the infamous Oireachtas Golf Society dinner. These are Fine Gael's Jerry Buttermer, Paddy Burke and John Cummins. And you may not have heard of this story because it was kind of announced at the same time as all the coverage of the Mother and Baby Homes report yesterday, so it may have got missed in some of the headlines, but they're now welcomed back into the family party fold there after Golfgate. And Leo Varadkar telling the meeting nobody should be punished forever and there was never a right time to do these things. Now, some other news for you coming from the Irish Daily Star, and if you're a dog lover and a dog owner, well, you'll be interested in this because these are the phrases that get your dog most excited. And not surprisingly, I think walkies is the one word that dogs long to hear the most, and that magic word sends their hearts beating more than any other. This is a big scientific study. It's amazing the things that researchers look into. But basically, they handed dog owners the state-of-the-art heart rate monitor, and for 3 months they looked at how dogs reacted to various words, and they were asking owners to monitor the heart rate of their pooches. 150 dogs were chosen for the study, and they quizzed 4,500 dog owners to find out the words and phrases which they thought got their dogs most excited. And then they got the owners of the dogs to note down their mutts' reactions and heart rate when they said certain words. The study, as I say, found that walkies was the word most likely to send a dog heart racing. Also in there were words like dinner. A dog always gets excited when you mention dinner. Treat time, fetch, get your toy, good boy and girl. They certainly love that praise. Also, if you call the dog's name, they get very, very excited. And if you say, shall we go? Come on, shall we go? That also gets the dogs very excited. The study, by the way, found that French bulldogs were the most excitable of all breeds, with any of the 16 words or phrases sending their heart rate soaring by an average of 28%. It's a very interesting study indeed. Now, final story for you comes from The Telegraph, and it's a toilet I certainly won't be buying. And apologies if you're having your breakfast this morning, just put it aside for a second while we deal with this story, because we have a brand new toilet which has been invented which analyses human waste and assesses users' diets, if you don't mind. It's the Toto Wellness Lavatory, and it was revealed at the Consumer Electronics Show, which is the big show in Las Vegas, but this year it's taking place online, obviously. And the company behind it said the bathroom fixture could monitor people's mental and physical status and scan their body with sensors when they use it. I mean, can we not just use the toilet without all of this stuff? But basically, the lavatory will also analyse the makeup of waste, and it'll advise you on your diet and your mental health and all of this stuff. It's just extraordinary. There's also another toilet there which will connect to Amazon's Alexa voice assistant and provide mood lighting and music. And it costs, I think, $16,000 indeed for the luxury of that. Anyway, that's our look at the morning papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.